Cynicism is a belief in nothing. You've already met cynics, I'm sure. They're those people who tell you that they see things how they really are and that things are really rotten. They believe that no one is sincere and that everyone has secret, selfish reasons for the things they do. They'll tell you that everything is rigged against you and no one means what they say. The world, according to the cynic, is a cold and cruel place. And that last part is true for the cynic. People who are cynical or jaded make their own lives cold because they lack courage. It takes courage to believe in things. Sometimes things will disappoint you. Sometimes people will let you down. To have faith is to risk having your heart broken, and the cynic isn't willing to take that risk. I look at cynics and I think, it must be very tiring being so world-weary. They have to practice their sneers and their deep sighs, constantly update their all-black wardrobes, and keep searching for new synonyms for fraud and phony. It must be hard believing the worst about everything and everyone. It must be hard being so joyless. See, that's the price that cynics pay. They never get to feel joy. Sure, they never feel pangs of disappointment, but when things work out for them, when something good happens, they don't get to celebrate, because that would mean admitting they're wrong. In order to protect themselves from disappointment, they deny themselves satisfaction. The older you get, the more you'll see what a cynical world you live in. You might get interested in politics, only to have people around you dismiss your interest with a quick, "Oh, all politicians are liars." You might decide to study law, only to hear how all lawyers are greedy people with no interest in what's right or wrong. You might, strike that, you will fall in love, only to be told by your friends that you better know how to play the game. In fact, the most cynical book I've ever seen is on that very subject. It's an advice book for women on how to get a man and keep him, all by playing according to the rules. That's actually the title, The Rules. Don't talk to a new boyfriend on the phone for too long, says the book, and always be the one to end the conversation. If he calls you on Thursday to ask you out for Saturday night, pretend you already have plans so you don't seem too available, stuff like that. The Rules was a huge bestseller and spawned a bunch of sequels written by the same authors. One of them is called The Rules of Marriage, Time-Tested Secrets for Making Your Marriage Work, which is kind of funny when you consider that one of the co-authors of the Rules books got divorced just after that one came out. Actually, that's not funny. It's kind of sad. I'm sorry that the author's marriage didn't work, but then again, I can't say I'm surprised. The rules tell you to lie and manipulate in order to find a partner. But common sense tells you that any relationship based on lies and manipulation isn't going to be very strong. In fact, it's not even a relationship if you want to get technical about it. If you have to play by the rules, it's a game. A quick test to see if you're already a cynic. If your reaction is, "See? Even the woman who wrote the book on how to make your marriage work got divorced, so marriage is impossible," you're in big trouble. You're way too young to be so jaded. Lighten up, okay? I suspect you didn't say that, though. You've seen, and you know, what the cynic has either forgotten or refuses to see. Most people are pretty decent. Though I fail from time to time, I know that I try to be, don't you? So if everyone is selfish and awful, like cynics believe, shouldn't you and I be selfish and awful, too? When someone I know says something cynical that begins with either everyone or everything, I like to challenge them. For instance, I used to work with a woman named Diane who'd had a bad string of relationships and decided that all men are liars. We knew each other pretty well, so I asked her if she thought I was a liar. "Well, no," she said, "but that just makes you the exception that proves the rule, you know?" "No," I told her, "I didn't know." "What about your dad?" I asked. "Okay," Diane said, "he wasn't a liar either." We went down a long list of men who weren't liars until she threw up her hands, frustrated with me. "All right already," she cried. "Fine, all men are not liars." I smiled in a kind of, "See, I told you so" way. She punched me in the arm. "But you're all obnoxious," she added. For Diane, it was much easier to believe that all guys are liars because it kept her from having to really look at herself. Being a cynic means that nothing is ever your fault. The world is stacked against you, so you're blameless. When she eventually gave it some hard thought, she realized that her lousy love life was due to her lousy choices. Great looks and hot cars belonged a little lower on her list of reasons to date a guy, she decided. "Maybe manners are more important than a Porsche," is how she put it to me.